Okay, en inglés. Praise be Jesus Christ. Ay, 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 ay. Praise be Jesus Christ. Now and forever. Then you say, praise be Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus Christ. C'est bon. I want to begin with a prayer that was written many years ago by Saint Augustine. It is a prayer to the Holy Spirit. So let us quiet our hearts and listen to this prayer. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to God's people at baptism and confirmation. It was an event for many of us when we were baptized, where we were present. We were all there. But for most of us, we don't remember anything of the experience. Perhaps some of us, when asked to be baptized, simply as children went, "Ah! Wah!" Children! Maybe we cried when the water came over our heads. That's a sign that the devil is leaving. For most of us, we were present, but we don't remember. And yet, we believe as Catholics that this gift of the Holy Spirit empowers us, strengthens us, gives us wisdom, knowledge, and courage. But so often, we don't often feel very wise or very brave. And so we need to see that this gift of the Holy Spirit is something that when we are older, we need to choose for ourselves. We need to make it our own. And so the Church, in her wisdom, gives to us the sacrament of confirmation. It is that sacrament when we are older and understand, where we make, or we should, make a decision to follow Jesus. The Holy Spirit received at baptism brings us into the family of God. The Holy Spirit at confirmation takes that great gift and brings us forth into the world. The difficulty? Many of us received the gift of the Holy Spirit at baptism, and we never opened the gift. We never used the gift God gave to us. Imagine Christmas Day. I don't know about you here in France, but in the United States, everybody celebrates Christmas. Even the Jews celebrate Christmas. Everybody celebrates Christmas. Even people who don't believe in God celebrate Christmas. Ask them what they're celebrating. They don't know, but they want their gift. So on Christmas morning, imagine as a little child, you wake up, you're all excited, you're gonna get gifts. You come down the stairs, And there are all the gifts in the living room under the Christmas tree. And you grab the gift and you take it to your corner and you don't open it.